Less than a month before the Czech presidential election, incumbent Václav Klaus has received backing which could see him successfully clinch a second term. The boost came on Monday when the leadership of the Christian Democrats recommended its lawmakers support the incumbent rather than his rival, the US-based economist Jan Švejnár. The decision could tip the balance. If a majority of the party's lawmakers follow through, their votes, together with those promised by the country's ruling Civic Democrats, should be enough to secure Mr. Klaus a victory. Jan Willinger has the details.
President Václav Klaus recently admitted that this year's presidential election would be tougher than that of 5 years ago. But if he has felt pressure in the race against rival Jan Švejnár, backed by the Greens and the opposition Social Democrats, he can now breathe a little easier. The reason? On Monday, the incumbent got backing from the leadership of the Christian Democrats, which recommended their MPs and senators to vote for Mr. Klaus come February. If the recommendation is heeded by most, it will probably be enough to tip the scales in Mr. Klaus's favor. But will they? Here's how political analyst Vladimira Dvořáková sees the latest development.
This is quite important because it would probably give him the amount or the votes he would need in the presidential elections. But still, sure, we don't know how many members of Christian Democrats will accept this recommendation. We know that there are several people who declared officially that they do not want to support Václav Klaus, but according to my opinion, majority of the party would support this idea.
The numbers could still come down to the wire. At least some Christian Democrats, including the party's Petr Pithart and Mihaela Šojdrová, have made clear they favor challenger Jan Švejnár. So uncertainty continues on the side of both candidates. That, in turn, has led to a rise in the value of communist votes, which, like the Christian Democrats, could also play a decisive role. Analyst Vladimira Dvořáková again.
Elections, and they really want to get stronger political influence. Mainly, they want to be accepted as a normal political party. That means as a party with which there is possible to form, for instance, the coalition on the level of the cabinet.
So far, neither candidate has wanted to be seen granting the Communist Party, which has not held executive power since 1989, too much legitimacy. On Monday, Mr. Klaus reacted to the most recent of communist overtures, essentially a promise of support in return for legitimacy, by suggesting that the party represented a thing of the past, while Mr. Švejnár made clear the party needed to reform itself and renounce its past before being seriously considered. That means, for now, neither candidate in the presidential race has an assured win. Most would agree Mr. Klaus, the long-term favorite, is a fair bit closer. But that doesn't mean there might not be surprises in store yet. The election takes place on February the 8th.